Hey, it's Greg and Dan in our studio. Two friends of ours, Becky Rossman and Hedy Elliott. Ladies, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Foster family stuff is what we're talking about. And specifically, there's an event happening at the end of May that we're trying to reach people now to be part of. Becky, what is the skinny on all this?
So what we're trying to do is recruit more foster parents.
And who's we, by the way? What organization is doing this?
I'm glad you asked. Yeah. So it's coming out of the Regional Office of Education with Peoria. And then also my organization, Lifting Up. It's a social impact company. And we focus on interrupting the long-term consequences of adverse childhood experiences, which ties to foster care.
Absolutely does.
What's the need?
We have 21,000 kids in Illinois in need of foster homes, and we only have about 8,600 foster homes. We have a disproportionate amount of people, or young people, in the foster care system. In Peoria alone, I think it's 746.
And being in education, an unsettled home or bouncing from home to home, does that lead to bad behavior, bad grades, just no stability in education, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Hedy, why are you involved in this?
Well, one day last spring, I went to work and I came home with two children.
Wow, that's an unusual day at work.
Right.
Tell me about these. I saw a picture of them, young men. A beautiful picture you sent me.
Yeah.
Not very old, right?
Right. Now they're 3 and 8. I took them in at 2 and 7.
Okay.
The 7-year-old was, there was a situation with the foster family, and he had no place to go. He was after school late, and I was asked if I could take him for an emergency placement because he and his baby brother had been sleeping at the foster agency.
So they're brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. And so they just stayed?
They stayed.
So it's very frustrating to me that young children feel that pain.
Right.
It's all they know sometimes.
Right.
It's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it take to be a foster parent?
Mm-hmm.
Becky, can anybody do it? Obviously there has to be a screening process of some kind, right?
Well, Hedy is actually going through it right now. I think you just have to be over 21.
Maybe even younger than that. It could be 18.
Their income requirements?
21.
I mean, because it does add to your bills, right? You got two kids to feed.
It does. There's a lengthy training, background checks, that kind of thing, health checks. But you know, I think what's the misnomer that's out there is that there's a lot of people take in foster kids because they get the stipend and so much money.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Well, it's little money.
You're not getting rich.
Getting rich, and it's not even covering all of the basics for the kids. So the people who take them in certainly aren't making any money.
How was it for you? What would a foster parent expect? I would imagine on the positive side, these kids just want the stability.
Right.
So is it kind of up and down or positive? I mean, what's the real side of it?
Well, I've had a positive experience with the kids. The kids are resilient, funny, well-behaved, go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. You know, the 8-year-old is an avid reader. But navigating the system for resources, I mean, that adds all of the stress. You don't know where to go.
Right.
I was kind of, this just, you know, fell in my lap. I had no...
Yeah, you weren't planning for
right.
it. Right. Well, and Becky, is that what your organization helps with? All of those things that you just don't know how to do?
No, actually, what we do is, like I said, we interrupt those long-term consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Our main programs are handled with care with inside the schools.
Okay.
But we're also doing a podcast that's student-led on trauma, and then this foster care panel. Because we know, Dan, as you mentioned with education, kids lose about 4 to 6 months of academic progress every time they move to a different home.
Wow.
So this really does impair our youth. And as Hedy pointed out, we have a lot of kids sleeping in offices because there are not enough homes. So we really just need people to step up.
So again, what kind of offices? Like offices of
foster agency.
Places? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding. And Peoria alone, the number again?
I think it was 746 the last I read, and that was according to DCFS.
That are in need of a foster home.
That are in foster
care
system.
Or in foster care system, okay.
And some are bouncing around.
Well, I don't want to point fingers because I'm not familiar with this, but is there an agency to help someone like you, or is it known to someone to go, oh, I got you, let's go through all this?
Well, we're bringing them together.
Yeah, that's the point of the Foster Family Resource Fair that we're putting on May 30th, because it's so hard to navigate the system, and especially if you didn't plan on it. Mm-hmm. We want to give anyone who's willing to open up their homes an opportunity to have a one-stop shop and say, you know, I need diapers, I need daycare, I need medical care, where can I go? And this will bring all of those agencies together.
So this fair is for people who are either right at the beginning of a foster situation or are already foster parents?
Or potential,
who might have an interest.
Somebody's like, I'd like to know more about it. Where's the fair?
At Imago Day Church on University. It's May 30th from 9 to noon.
We're going to have two panels. So yes. One is going to be providers who can help with the resources, and one's going to be foster parents like Hattie, Jamie Harwood, a lot of well-known names who've taken kids in.
Just show up, or do you need to register ahead of time? What do you need to do?
Well, if you'd like to have a table, you can register. But we encourage anybody who just wants to learn more. I mean, even if you don't want to take in a child, maybe you're willing to listen to the needs and, you know,
see what you can do to help.
But you're right about this.
Add your resources.
If a person's there and the whole process is not easy, they're not going to do it. It's got to be an easy process.
All right. Is there a contact place, a Facebook page, a website, a phone number?
I'd call the Regional Office of Education.
Okay.
And they're the ones hosting the fair, and they will give you all of the information.
Well, it's good to see you, Becky. It's good to see you, Hetty.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you for helping those young men. And I look forward to seeing what happens in their wonderful life now that they've got some stability. That's good. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.